It's time to go beyond the playbook. Joining us on this Friday morning, Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt, the Bills are coming off a big win against the Cardinals last Sunday, but now they got to go to Foxborough and they take on the New England Patriots this Sunday. Let's first talk about the Patriots. What type of team are the Bills facing on Sunday?
For anyone living under a rock, the Bills do get to face the Patriots without star quarterback Tom Brady, who's serving the final game of his 4-game suspension for his role in Deflategate. But to channel the venerable words of Will Ferrell from the original Zoolander, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills, and I say that because the Brady suspension was supposed to have dealt a major blow to the Patriots' early season prospects and their recent stranglehold on the AFC East, particularly since Williamsville native and the best tight end in the league, Rob Gronkowski, has also missed time due to injury. But no, they've gone 3-0, and they've done so not only with their backup quarterback, but even pitched a shutout against the Texans with their third-string quarterback. And to make matters even crazier in New England, their third-string quarterback, Jacoby Brissett, is also injured headed into the game. With coach Bill Belichick's penchant for secrecy, we really can't be sure who the Bills are going to face at quarterback until Sunday. Talk about an interesting game with an absolutely baffling, or maybe I should say maddening, opponent on the other side.
All right, so the Bills did get that win on Sunday that puts them at 1-2. Rate the importance of this game.
Very important. And I say that for a couple of reasons. First, let's look at the obvious. The Bills, if they do get the win, it'll be a critical AFC East win, putting them 1 game back of the Patriots at the quarter season mark. And on the flip side, a loss is going to put them at 0-2 in the division, which would be a very difficult hole to climb out of, despite being early still. But this game's important for a less obvious, more team-defining reason, I'd say. The Patriots have owned the Bills for the last decade and then some. This was supposed to be the season that they narrowed that gap. Now, to not narrow the gap is one thing, but if the Bills can't get a win against a Patriots team fielding 2 injured quarterbacks and the very real potential that receiver Julian Edelman could even see time under center, it would represent a crushing defeat, showing players, ownership, and fans that this team is still light years behind the Patriots. You know, for a number of years, fans and media covering the team, myself included, felt pretty confident that when the Patriots were without quarterback Tom Brady, it seems like an ageless vampire at this point, they'd fall back to the pack. But if the Bills can't deliver under those circumstances, it'll be a sobering reality check that they simply aren't in the same league as the Patriots as an organization. I'd have to think it would cut deep for ownership. So with that being said, no pressure or anything.
Okay. No pressure, but at the same time, everybody would like to believe that the Bills can get this one done. If they are going to do it, if they're going to win on Sunday, how are they going to get there?
Yeah, it'd certainly be helpful if they can breathe some life into their anemic passing game. Unfortunately, through 3 games, Tyrod Taylor ranks among the worst quarterbacks in the league in most statistical categories. It hasn't helped matters that his top target, Sammy Watkins, just cannot seem to get healthy. But if the Bills are going to beat the Patriots, they're likely going to need a potent offensive game plan just to keep up with New England, who's currently ranked 5th in the league in points per game. Continuing with the game planning aspect, they're going to need to get creative, particularly when it comes to defensive pressure. In 2 of the 3 games this year, the Bills' defense is really starting to resemble that incredibly talented unit we saw a couple years ago. It's clear they have the talent, so this could be a statement game for them to show how they can hold the team on their back, even if the offense does continue to struggle. And as I mentioned before, no matter who the Patriots field at quarterback, come 1 p.m. on Sunday, there'll be a backup, and an injured backup at that. Rex Ryan needs to come up with high-pressure schemes to make the quarterback uncomfortable without creating opportunities in the run game for the Patriots. Bill Belichick is a master when it comes to strategy. It's anticipating your game plan and devising a superior counterattack. The coaching staff and players, they're going to need to be able to recognize those adjustments from the Patriots and stay a step ahead. And finally, in addition to scheming, play a clean game with minimally, or ideal no turnovers would be nice. If the game does end up being close, the Bills won't be able to afford dumb penalties or momentum-shifting turnovers. Overall, despite no Tom Brady, there's a lot at stake for the Bills this Sunday. We'll see if they're up for the challenge.
All right, well, we're certainly looking forward to that and looking forward to talking to you again on Monday morning. Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.